I'm here with Stephen Jurson, the artist of the new portrait of Governor Carlson, and a couple items people might notice here you might want to point out, starting with these butterflies on the right. What are those about?
The butterflies are symbolic of his ties to Sweden. Ernie Carlson comes from Sweden. The blue butterfly on the bottom is an alpine argus, which is indigenous to the fields of Sweden. The yellow butterfly is an alfalfa butterfly, which is indigenous to Minnesota. There are also several other symbols in here. Here's a fly.
On the left?
On the left.
Oh, a tiny little black fly on the green lamp structure there on the left.
Right, and that is a symbol of wickedness and evil, the evil toward which government is prone if left unchecked. And there is a honeybee right below it on the left, and that is a symbol of the diligence that is necessary to by the public to keep government in check. There are also...
It's definitely in the shadows. You probably won't be able to see it very easily.
You'd have to look very closely. There are also two mosquitoes in the painting, the unofficial state bird or the state insect. No one will be able to find them. They're in the upper right corner of the painting. You can look if you want.
I don't see anything.
They weren't mentioned.
Where are they?
I just put them in for my own interest.
But the mosquito thing has a lot of people confused. Where is it?
You'd have to get up there to see it. It's on this pillar up there. There's two of them.
The mosquito up on the pillar. It's the official Minnesota animal.
The insect.
What else should we find on this painting?
I think that's... we've got the bird here. The bird is...
on the left against the yellow background.
Yeah, that's a goldfinch, which is indigenous to Minnesota all year round. It stays in southern Minnesota during the winter, so I wanted to get something that was here all year round.
How do you dress up your subjects? Why do you choose a particular tie, a particular jacket, and all that? How does that come about?
Well, the jacket was chosen by the governor and the people whom I worked with to decide what the painting was going to be about. Obviously, to tie into the university connection, they wanted to make that connection right from the beginning. The tie he brought over, I gave him orders, more or less, to bring something that harmonized with that jacket. I guess the artist is the one who has the final say, at least I told them that, as to the artistic matters in the painting. I wanted to have his glasses in it, but I didn't want him to wear his glasses.
So he's holding them there,
which he often did,
if I recall, at the Capitol.
Right,
he'd take them off to talk to people.
He'd take them off to talk to people, and apparently, from what I've heard, he used to chew on the ends of his glasses. So
he didn't want to do that, though, huh?
No, he gave me a pair of his glasses, and if you look closely, you'll see that they're chewed on the ends.
Oh, you're kidding. Little teeth marks.
Yeah.
And, of course, in front of Northrop Auditorium on the campus, did you have him pose in front of there, or did you just do that with photos?
I did them from photos, and I went over to the university campus and did a color sketch, a painting, and I worked from that.
Do we know yet where in the Capitol this will be hung?
It'll be hung on the south side of the Senate hearing room in the basement. I think the hooks are already put in place.
Well, thanks, Steve Jurson. Appreciate your time. Thank you very much.